My name is Adisola Akindele. Welcome back to my podcast, #HTMAM. Today, we'll be talking about the power of self and how it all starts with you. Before we dig in, I just want to give a shout out to my life coach, Erica Marasco. She has been awesome in my journey over the last few years, and she has been coaching me on getting unstuck and finding my own freedom. Without her, to be honest, we will not be talking about all these amazing things today with so much confidence, because I have had to work on them, you know, on myself. And this is why I am able to share with you and the benefits of it with you. So today we're going to kick off with a quote from Badad Sami, and it's all about the power of self. So here it goes. The power of self goes beyond words. Self-confidence, self-improvement, self-esteem, self-enhancement, self-love. Get yourself right first. I mean, that quote says it all. And today we are going to be covering self-love, self-motivation, and self-validation. I'm going to make this as fun-filled and informative as possible. And as we start, I just want you to think about yourself right now and how you feel in this moment about yourself and who you think you are, what you think you can do, what you think it's out of your reach, and why, and your support system, and how you feel about motivation, and whether you can validate yourself. And let's see how you feel at the end of this podcast, of this episode. So self-love. Self-love, to me, is a practice. I mean, it's something you have to develop. It's a habit that you have to grow into. And as I said, because I had a life coach, I was able to build this up for myself. Self-love is all about, you know, boosting your you know, giving yourself a self-esteem boost. Like I would always say, creating your own garden and tending to it, you know, in your heart, in your mind, or whatever it is that you go and call your happy place, you know, and letting things, you know, go, basically, and not being such a crab, and learning how to let things go, that things that don't serve you at all. So for me, I had to develop a few things to get into the practice of self-love, and I'm going to share them with you right now. So number one, develop a habit of gratitude. You know, I always find what I'm grateful for in every day, and this is something I had worked with Erica, and she asked me to write what I was grateful for 7 days, and it was quite interesting because I have a happy jar, and I tend to put one happy thing that's happened to me every day in that jar. I write that on a piece of paper and put it in the jar. And I did that for a whole year. I did it with my daughter as well. And it's quite a fun thing to do. But it's not the same as the gratitude one. Because being grateful doesn't necessarily tie itself to something happy that happened to you on a particular set day. But being grateful for it and seeing the good out of it, it was really important. And, you know, it helped me grow in how I loved, how I perceived and went through a day as myself. So the next one is self-care. And the biggest thing I've noticed about this is cutting off from social media. And I'm not saying, oh, delete your Facebook, all that. No, you still need to be in touch with the world. It's about doing a detox once in a while. So I tend to do a social media detox once a week. And I limit how I get on it or when I get on it. And because I use it for work, it's very important that I focus on the work as opposed to focusing on personal things. Self-care also dives into reward and rewarding yourself. Whenever any little thing that happens that, you know, you feel happy about, please, you know, go out there, reward yourself with a cup of coffee. For me, it's a tub of ice cream. I would go out and get a tub of fish food and sit down and have a couple of, you know, spoons. Well, okay, 2 scoops. Yes, I do that. And I feel great with myself. I meditate. That helps me a lot. I shared this with you, my time management episode, of how I, you know, do guided meditations in the mornings and evenings before I go to bed. And exercise. I've learned how to fill my life with exercise every day. I do 15 minutes every morning, and I do an hour. I walk about my neighborhood for an hour every day. And that has really helped me a lot. Your tribe. Who you surround yourself with is very important. You know, you can't surround yourself with negative people and expect that you're going to love yourself at all, because it feeds and seeps in. So you have to be careful what kind of people you let in your life. And there have to be people who appreciate that you're on this journey as well of self-love, and they can and literally tell you the truth that, you know, does that serve you? Is that really going to be good for you? Or they can check you and ask you, is that good? You know, but sometimes you have to be careful when you have friends who can criticize a lot, because it can affect your self-esteem. And if you find yourself in that position, limit yourself around such people and only surround yourself with people who will be of benefit and will only share positive vibes with you. Discover yourself. This is so important. You know, discover the good, the bad, and the ugly. Acknowledge it all. That's key. Like, you know, acknowledge it. And then move on with the positive parts of you. You know, there's some part of you you're not going to like that much, you know, but, you know, you can work on those. But acknowledging it is the first step. Your surroundings. For me, that's something that my auntie said to me years ago, I really stuck. And, you know, I used to be very messy. Yes, I used to be really messy. And it used to cause a problem between me and my mom. And, you know, she just said to my mom while I was there and said, look, you know, the state of a room is the state of what's going on in her mind. So the best thing to fix her mind, and then everything will fall into place. And they were so right, because that's what I decided to do. I decided to address what was bothering me. You know, what was making me so... was so messed up, you know, what was messy going on in my mind that I had to sort out. And before you knew it, I was clearing up my room. You know, I was clearing it up. It was always neat. It was always in order. And of course, the minute I became a mom, that was it. There was no such thing as mess. It was like, okay, now I'm a mom. I've got to keep things in order, because I'm teaching another human being how to take care of themselves. So, you know, your surroundings tell a lot about you. So, you know, a clean house, a clean wardrobe, a clean kitchen, clean bathroom, all those things add up. Because every time you see somewhere that doesn't look the way you think it should look, especially when you look in those magazines, you're thinking, oh man, you know, you don't want to feel bad with yourself. Just keep it clean, keep it neat, and then, you know, it just feels, you just feel great with yourself. The way I tend to do mine is, you know, I have a way of arranging things in my home so that it's so easy to lift up and dust and clean, you know, minimal, like, furniture, and furniture that has space underneath it so I can hoover, because I have, like, issues, OCD issues sometimes, where I really need to clean underneath a table or a cupboard or something like that. You know, get, you know, those a steam cleaner that can just steam and clean everything as quickly as possible. And to be honest, you'll be done within a day. I live in a massive house, and I'm able to do everything like within an hour and I'm done. So, you know, carve out time to do that. And cleaning for me is therapy too. So it helps me a lot to clear my mind in a day. And then I feel great with myself at the end. I'm like, ooh, smells nice. House smells great. Feels good. Do not compare yourself to others. That's very important for self-love. If you want to love yourself and start loving yourself, you don't compare others. Same thing if you're in a relationship. Do you compare your partner with somebody else if you love them? No, you don't. You love them unconditionally. So you have to give yourself that love too. You have to love yourself unconditionally. It really, really, really is important. And, you know, this is one of the things that happens now with access to the internet, that we see lives, manufacture the lives of other people and think that's real. It's not real. You have to make the best of what you've got, what you have right now, and be happy with it. Do not compare yourself to anyone in any situation at all. Find your inner compass. You know, this be, you know, people look at this either in faith or religion, but inner compass matters in the sense that every human being knows what's right and what's wrong. And you have the choice to make, you know, am I going to do what's right or what's wrong? And am I going to hurt someone or am I not? Am I going to do what's of benefit to me and my community? So all those things are in your mind, and you have to ask yourself, you know, it doesn't have to be ruled by an external factor or fear. It's something that every human being has. It's a conscience, and, you know, you can make the right choices at every moment. And don't do anything that's going to make you feel guilty, or if anything you feel you have to hide from people, you know, you just don't bother doing it, because it affects and eats away at your self-love. So under self-love now, you know, I found a beautiful quote to close it up, and it was, whether you think you can or think you can't, you are right. And this is by Henry Ford, and it's so important that you understand that whatever you're thinking becomes real. Like, you know, you are what you think you are, and if you think you are going to live a happy, amazing, positive life, you wouldn't let anything come in the way of that. And you love yourself enough to create your own garden and protect it so that nothing negative comes into it. Okay, So the next topic is self-motivation, and this is my favorite. You know, I'm gonna take you through the steps with this I wouldn't say easy, but you know, for you to break it down and ask yourself, if you don't feel motivated, if you can go through these steps and then find your motivation. First thing about motivation is you have to have a goal. If you don't have a goal, you're not gonna have any motivation at all. Some people just don't have goals. I've come to accept that. Not easy, but because I couldn't believe it at first, but now I do. I feel like, hey, that's their world and that's what they want for themselves. But you know, to build on self-motivation is not something that comes up overnight. You need to build it, you need to create a habit of it, and I'm gonna help you do that. So let's dig into the definition of self-motivation, guys, because it makes me feel so good reading this. It's basically the ability to do what needs to be done without influence from other people or situations. Yeah, isn't that amazing? So it's not about other people or situations, it's about what's going on with you to get something done, okay? So this is how I break down and get myself motivated. So I have a goal, and I have plenty. So I have to, like, I literally have categories for my goals, like, you know, long-term, short-term, medium-term, and I prioritize them, you know, based on what's going on in my life and say, okay, this I can do now, this I can do later, and stuff like that. And then I break the goal down. So I break it down. So let's say, okay, when I had a goal to write my book, so I broke it down. I'm like, okay, what am I going to write about? And I decided to write about what I do, which is mentoring entrepreneurs and creating entrepreneurs. And I decided, okay, I wanted to make it special and different from every other book, and said, okay, what made my journey so different? Well, it's because I had to go through all these things and develop myself. And, you know, I put that as part of my book. So I wrote it down. Okay, I'm going to create a section for this. It's going to be 13, sections, because that's how I do mine. It's 13 steps. I broke it down. And then I said, okay, when would I complete it? I was realistic with myself because I need to give myself procrastination time, you know, and obviously make room for when I am feeling low with myself or I have writer's block. Yes, I did that. I actually made room for that. And, you know, I gave myself a year to write this book. And it was really nice because I didn't put pressure on myself at all. And then I created milestones. So every month I created a milestone, and I made room for failure. So sometimes, you know, it was a month I didn't write anything and I felt really bad about myself. And then my mom just came up to me and said, you know what, Shola, that it's okay that you didn't do anything this month. Maybe just needed to make sure you're going the right way, the right direction. And I said, okay. And I just make room for things not going the right way. And I did. So I added an extra month to my, you know, 1 year plan, which is kind of ironic because my 13 step program is supposed to be in 13 months. So I put a good label on it to make myself feel better, you know. And I just took account of my personality and who I wanted to be, not who I am now. Because if you want to be something better and you base things and pace yourself based on who you are, that, you know, the part of the time of your life that you're not happy with, it's really difficult to create some kind of progress that is meaningful. So always think about who you want to become and base it on that personality. What would that person be like or do, right? And you know, create and match it to your life schedule. So if you have work or you're going to school, match it to that. Okay, be realistic. I mean, I gave myself a year, you know, and I didn't even know I was going to become a home educator or do all the things I'm doing right now, and it made so much sense. I was really happy with myself that I did that. I rewarded myself after every milestone. Every month I achieved something, I rewarded myself. Of course, the month I didn't do anything, I didn't really reward myself. But the next month, you know, I got double rewards because I made sure I caught up with my timeline, you know. And then when I accomplished my goal and I finished writing my book, I enjoyed that moment. I was so happy and fulfilled because I felt now I don't have to be in front of people all the time to deliver, that this book is going to do the work for me and go further. I thought about so many amazing things that my book was going to do. And, you know, I was able to see how far I'd come. And I was, because I made myself accountable, I got an accountability partner to come on board when I was writing. And, you know, the person really congratulated me. And then they were like, wow, that you actually put this on paper, that they never believed that, you know, how I work with people live could ever be put on paper so well. And I did it. So, you know, it's so important to think about self-motivation as you know, these steps that you've got for everything, every little thing. If you have a goal to paint your house, you know, set the goal. What do you need to do to get there? Do you need to get a painter? Are you going to do it yourself? Are you going to buy the paint? Do you have the money to buy the paint? Do you have to save the money to buy the paint? You know, all of that, every little goal, just break it down like that. It would just create a habit of you being motivated to do things and complete tasks, you know. So the thing is, just find a reason, a strength to not just begin, but to complete a task, even when it looks challenging, without giving up or needing another to encourage you, okay? Don't quit. Don't quit. No matter how hard things get, do not quit. Take a step back, refuel, and restart. If you need to get someone on board to help you out, do that. Okay, there's some things that I've had to learn in years that, okay, I'm kind of person like, okay, I'll just get them myself. No, I've had to change and say, no, I need help. And be clear about the help you need and how much of it you need and the dedication you get from that person you're asking for help. Because you don't want someone who also lacks motivation. It's not going to help you at all. The two of you would just be like, you know, get nothing done at all, okay? Usually look for someone who is, like, you know, more pushful than you are, and they will be your accountability partner to help you get it done. Finally, we move to self-validation, and this is all about your self-worth and forgiving yourself when you make mistakes and moving on quickly from things, okay? So it's all about not seeking, you know, external, you know, little, like, not seeking things from other people to make you feel good about yourself. You know, it doesn't do anything for your self-esteem, so you have to build that by yourself. So the key things to do to make sure that this works is to, first of all, accept your experience and thoughts and feelings at every point in time of your life or whatever it is you're going through. You know, just take it all in, accept it, acknowledge it, don't throw it away, don't push it away, don't ignore it. You know, it doesn't help, doesn't serve you at all. You know, do not seek validation from others for anything you do or have done. It doesn't do anything, because sometimes they might even say, oh, you're wonderful, you're great, and you're not listening. It happened to me loads of times. In fact, it took a lot for me to recollect a lot of things I had achieved, and that's because I was looking for some kind of validation from someone else at the time, but not anymore now. No, like, now I know my worth, you know, and I validate myself. So feel worthy of yourself and everything you've gone through. And, you know, if you don't like who you see in the mirror, choose to become and build and change yourself. Make that choice that, okay, I'm going to do something every day that leads me to the person I want to be. It's that simple, and it's just about loving yourself. Start with loving yourself, and then every time you do something, it's a step towards the direction of becoming who you want to be. Feel good about who you are, no matter what others think. Okay, if you're on this journey to self-discovery and self-mastery, you know, others might not like it, and that's because the people who you were around possibly were people that didn't serve you at the time, or were happy with the person that you were, and they might not be satisfied with the person that you are going to be. Okay, so it's being someone who doesn't need validation from others, it can be a lonely road, but it's worth it. That peace of mind is so worth it. So be happy, again, without external validations. That's it's key. I mean, it's as simple as I don't even need my partner to tell me that I'm great at something. I know I'm great at it. Like, I don't need anyone to tell me I'm great at, you know, in my business, more media, because I know I'm good at it. No one needs to tell me that I'm a great mentor. I know I'm a great mentor. So it's about you knowing yourself, you know, that good part of yourself, that thing you're good at, and being happy that, you know, I'm good at this, you know, and accepting that and taking that as, you know, as gospel. You know, loving yourself through life's highs and lows is so important for self-validation, you know, owning your mistakes and everything, and then moving on from them, not sitting in it and wasting time festering in something that you cannot change. So I hope all these have helped you. These are my three topics for today. And I'm going to leave you guys with a few things to just think about. And it's some tools that can really help you get this started. So I have a journal. Well, I use my phone to journal. And I have a section that's for gratitude, which is looking for something to be grateful for every day. And there's also a section, you know, that I leave out for myself. So carve out you time for yourself in your schedule. You know, even if it's 15 minutes, start with 15 minutes and see if you can build up to an hour over the next year. In your gratitude section, always write, like, the good choices you made, you know, in that day, everything that made you feel great, and then the progress you've made, and praise yourself. You know, make it a habit to praise yourself all the time. Have conversations with yourself. Talk to yourself. Be honest about your feelings and determine the value of your thoughts, words, and deeds in any situation. And be accountable for your participation in something in your life. If things are not going well in your life, you have to ask yourself that, okay, what have I done to contribute to this? It's not about what you deserve or what you don't deserve. Is about, okay, How much attention did you give to something longer than it deserved that has now put you in a place of sadness? How much power have you given to someone else over you? So these are the things that you have to think about and pull it back in, okay? So you can take control of your life and yourself. Ask yourself if something serves you or others positively. If something is not of benefit to you, don't bother, just walk away. If you're doing something that you have to hide, don't bother, just walk away. It doesn't do anything for yourself, esteem, worth, or love at all, okay? Do not fall in love with perfection or the perfect world people or ideal people are painting. It's all about you. You know, your greatest task is yourself, you know, and you don't have to try and fit into any mold that anyone or anything tells you to do, okay? You're your greatest task again. You do not need distractions such as trying to be perfect, create a perfect life when, you know, you can just be the best person you can be based on what you know, your situation, okay? And enjoy the present moment. Now, the last one is your needs versus your wants. You know, I feel like everyone should check their needs and wants. Satisfy and fulfill your needs. Then everything is extra. Everything on top of it is what you can do with your wants. Yeah, you now realize that your needs are really what you want fulfilled. Like, what are your needs? Okay, to have 3 hot meals a day, to live in a home, you know, to have a car and all of that. And if you realize those are fulfilled and you accept and are grateful for that, things just seem to change and be for the better. I don't know how better else to explain this, but it is true. Basically, in whatever situation you're in, just be grateful and be happy that your needs are met, and then you move forward. When your needs are not met, yes, now you know that, okay, I need to work hard to get those needs met, and then you can think about your wants. People think wants are needs, and that's not they're just not the same, okay? When you think about what you really need in life, it's usually so little, so small. You know, what you want could be great things above what you actually need. And they should be balanced, you know. And when they're out of whack, you know, honestly, you get really, really sad. And there's no sense in that. Your self-esteem just deteriorates again. So it's all about your self-love. You know, motivate yourself, okay? Validate yourself every step of the way as you progress. And then you feed on the love that you give yourself. That's all you need. That's a power you need to do anything and achieve everything. I hope my podcast today has been very helpful. And I look forward to seeing you guys, to speaking to you guys again in a week's time. So have an awesome day and an awesome week. Bye.